It's 8:32.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Already getting started in preparations for tonight's music on the Half Shell concert. Some of the crew out at the Nichols Band Shell in Roseburg Stewart Park. That includes longtime committee member Kelly Leonard. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Hope you got your blankets ready because it's going to be a great show tonight.
Yeah, talk about it. And it's, by the way, it's hard to believe that we're almost to the end of the Half Shell season.
We have two more shows to go. Tonight, we are featuring some, again, nice mix of music. You're going to hear the combination of the Eugene Symphony and the Umpqua Symphony Association co-producing a tremendous show of concert music down from some folks down from Eugene, and you're going to see some local kids and talent on the stage tonight as well.
Well, it's really unique to hear classical music outside. That is a rarity, and whether folks are normally listeners of classical music or not, certainly past times of doing this have gone really well.
They've gone tremendously well. Of course, it's a great time for relatives, grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and moms and dads that come out and support their kids that have worked so hard. But also, as you said, Kyle, you know, just the community in general. If you remember, our goal at Half Shell always is to bring a nice mix of music you wouldn't maybe normally be listening to. And this is no exception to that. You're going to hear some beautiful classical music under the stars tonight.
So preparations get started early, and I think a lot of people just assume all this happens much, much easier.
Yeah, we just plant some seeds and add water and it grows. What can I tell you? We have just so many. I'm sitting here at the top of the band shell walkway right now and looking down, and we have such dedicated volunteers who are out here every Tuesday setting this show up. Tents are going up. The artist trailer is up. People are just scurrying around, setting up the backstage kitchen, et cetera. It's a full-on effort to get this done, and happens every week for 8 weeks at Half Shell.
And people have the opportunity to bring dinner themselves, but also there's a lot of opportunities with the vendors that are there.
We've got some great vendors to provide you a dinner, dessert. We have people who mix and match. They'll bring something from home, and they'll go up on top and get some ice cream or shaved ice for a dessert or something like that, or kettle corn. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity. If you don't want to cook, it's too hot in the kitchen, come here and let somebody else do the cooking for you. So it's just a full-on great experience. You can do whatever you want tonight.
30th anniversary of these programs, and it's certainly come a long way since very humble beginnings.
Humble beginnings indeed. You were here in some of the early days, Kyle, and you know that it was pretty rough out here, and yet we persisted. And again, all hats off to all the great volunteers and people who are dedicated to that vision. And today we've got this beautiful natural amphitheater sitting on the river, and it is quite nice with great sound, great lighting. As you said a moment ago, opportunities for food. It's just a tremendous evening, but we have come a long way in 30 years, in large part thanks to this community and what they've done to make this happen.
And people don't always realize the impact of these shows in terms of just sort of the feel of a community, but also the folks that come in sometimes from other places because maybe their favorite artist isn't getting any closer to them than Roseburg.
Well, and that's correct. People are watching certain artists, and they go, wow, I live up here in Eugene or Coos Bay or Portland, and they say, what's this place called Roseburg? And they drive down, and we have these days regulars who come in from the coast or come up from the Medford area or down from the Eugene or the Willamette Valley. So people who we are on the radar map for those folks. And it's also just the practicality of that, Kyle. The fact that we are, it's putting heads in beds, people who spend the night here. It's people who eat in the local restaurants when they come down here. We hope it is good economically for our community, but also it just adds to the quality of life in this community. You know, people want to live here for a reason. It's things like music on the Half Shell is why they want to be here.
All right, 7 o'clock tonight, Nichols Band Shell in Roseburg Stewart Park. I suppose you have more work to do.
I got to get back to it, but we will see you here tonight. I see your blanket down, Kyle.
All right, very good. Kelly Leonard at Half Shell, thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks, everybody. We'll see you in a couple hours. Bye-bye.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report. Weimart's latest...